It's Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Holiday security warnings roll in, and data backing up disinterest in the metaverse. This is the Business of Tech. With the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday upon us and the holiday season starting, warnings are coming in for an increase in retail-focused cyber scams. Phony deals are expected to be on the rise, as well as targeting small and mid-sized businesses that could be more likely to pay ransoms to stop an outage during the busy holiday season. One tactic that works to defend: training customer service teams to detect fraudulent refund callers and field calls from consumers who spot a phishing or imposter website scam. Because a new Palo Alto research release uncovered an ongoing hacking campaign from a group known as both Luna Moth and Silent Ransom that ditches traditional malware attacks for phone calls. It starts with a phishing email and involves a callback number to a call center run by the hackers. And holiday weekends are ripe targets for hackers due to the reduced staffing levels within organizations. According to a survey published Wednesday, more than one-third of respondents said it took their organization longer to assess the scope, stop, and recover from a holiday or weekend attack than a weekday. Larger organizations with more than 2,000 employees were even more likely to experience delays. Organizations would lose more money due to a ransomware attack on a weekend or a holiday than they were a year ago, according to Cyber Reason. One-third of respondents said their organization lost more money from a holiday or weekend ransomware attack, up from 13% in 2021. Why do we care? It's a bummer to do this before a long holiday weekend, yet the security downside must be highlighted. Two parts. First, retail-focused providers should take heed of these specific warnings. And second, training continues to be a vital part of the security story, not more products. Holiday staffing is a crucial area of concern and should be proactively addressed. Leaders can't just assume it will solve itself by volunteerism, which is too often the solution organizations take on. Another to consider? Specific shutdowns for holidays. TD SYNNEX with some data from their ecosystem benchmark report with contributions by Canalys. Only 12% of business leaders in North America say they will offer augmented and virtual reality solutions by 2024, according to TD SYNNEX. Almost 3 in 4 respondents anticipate increased revenue from professional services. The same number expect to sell more professional services in the next 3 years. More than 3 in 4, 77% of North American partners say expanding technology solution offerings is important or very important. They focus on solutions directly linked to cloud capabilities by applying consumption-based models and ensuring solutions are secured. Within 2 years, partners say they will offer technology solutions such as devices as a service, 31%, and IoT, 23%. Security came in at 22%, cloud integration at 20%, and cloud deployment at 20%. Also, partners will make room for professional and managed IT services in their future business mix, anticipating the most increase over 3 years. Every category of services, from product lifecycle services to package services, is likely to grow. Partners indicate a 74% increase in professional services. Why do we care? Often the focus of this show is where to point your business. It can often be essential to identify where not to point it. The metaverse continues to look like a giant distraction. While I'd encourage providers with specific use cases to plow forward, it won't be a thing for the majority. TD SYNNEX's data says as much. Yes, you want to continue to expand your offerings, but not into areas that customers don't need. This is looking a lot like a big dud. No FOMO here. You're not missing out. PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust default-deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. no minimums, and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. I want to recognize that in the U.S., this is the long U.S. Thanksgiving weekend, and I am very thankful to you all as listeners for spending time with me and supporting the show. I really do appreciate your support. This long holiday weekend, there will be 3 bonus episodes. You actually get both of the Acronis CyberFit Summit broadcasts as audio, so you can catch up those tomorrow and Friday, and on the weekend, talking about using virtual spaces. Back again with a regular show on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.